And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Say It Right. Plus, we examine Donald Trump and the Bible. Also, welcome to Cinzy Land.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then, David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then, he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Aren't things fun? Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities. My wife and I have nowhere to live. And oy vey, so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Call us at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is open for conversation. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California, taking a short break. Then we're coming back. Stand by for SRN News.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low. Ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Forensic psychiatrist Dr. Michael Werner says the horrific on-air shootings in Virginia yesterday represent a uniquely American phenomenon known as murder for spectacle's sake.
The perpetrator specifically sought to create spectacle, and it's a reflection of a culture in which if you do something that's outrageous enough, then everybody is going to find you relevant.
Werner says he believes the murders were not triggered by the church shootings in Charleston. Werner says the shooter was already homicidal and used the Charleston murder to gain public support for his actions. Colleagues of murder victims Allison Parker and Adam Ward remembered the two today at a news conference in Roanoke. A new poll finds Donald Trump is widening his lead over the GOP's 2016 presidential field despite concerns over his electability. Correspondent Linda Kenyon reports.
The latest Quinnipiac survey shows Donald Trump with 28% support among Republican and Republican-leaning respondents. Dr. Ben Carson is the only other GOP candidate earning double-digit support, although he still trails Trump with just 12% of voter support. The poll also found former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, Senator Ted Cruz, and Senator Marco Rubio all tied at 7%. No other GOP candidate surpassed 6%. Linda Kenyon reporting.
As Tropical Storm Erica continues to churn, National Hurricane Center Chief Forecaster James Franklin says Floridians need to watch Erica's progress.
We have the chance of tropical storm conditions in Florida in another 4 days or so. Check your supplies. Know if you are in an evacuation zone, a flood zone.
The storm is already responsible for at least 4 deaths on the island of Dominica. Good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 369 points. This is SRN News.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, Doc, I need some brain surgery, so just pull out that scalpel. I can get her done. Not a smooth move. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or go to their website at ExcaliburRoofing.com. All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
Chris George, General Manager, Team Kia of El Cajon. What do you find most rewarding about your job?
To see somebody else grow excites me. A couple of the guys came in as a lube tech are now technicians. Guys have purchased houses. Customers that have bad credit and they want help reestablishing their credit. To see somebody that's actually done that, that's super rewarding. Their life's getting better. The business is getting better. The community's benefit and the city's benefit. That excites me as a person.
Go to TeamKiaOfElCajon.com today and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Cal Thomas Commentary. And now here is America's number one syndicated columnist, Cal Thomas.
The Washington Post thinks the only thing wrong with those Planned Parenthood videos is that people in them may have exhibited, quote, distressing insensitivity, unquote. The Post thinks there's nothing wrong with selling fetal tissue to help the organization recoup costs associated with aborted babies. The Nazis took gold fillings from the teeth of Jews it slaughtered. Would the Post have seen that as a way for the regime to recoup extermination costs? This is what happens to a society that no longer regards God as the author of human life. If we are evolutionary accidents with no purpose for living, no destination after we die, if we exist only for pleasure and comfort, and if these are disturbed, we then have the right to eliminate anyone who restricts our pursuit of those goals, then all of us are at risk should we fall out of favor with the ruling class at the moment. It is still illegal to sell fetal parts, but Planned Parenthood uses middlemen to skirt the law. Congress should tighten the law, but probably won't, because most of them, Republicans and Democrats, are also prisoners of the spirit of the age. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary and other information, visit calthomas.com or send a written request mentioning the date and subject to Values Through Media, Post Office Box 7065, Arlington, Virginia, 22207. Tax-deductible gifts support these commentaries and are appreciated. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That's probably the best way to get a hold of me. There are some people that try and figure out how to get a hold of me through smoke signals not working. And since I'm a Redskin fan, that doesn't work for a lot of people. Let me tell you, this segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasul at Keller Williams Realty. Now, here's the deal about Sam. We'll keep it easy. If you're thinking about getting involved in real estate, you're just kind of kicking it around. Even if you're thinking, man, about 2 years down the road, a year down the road, I'd like to get into a house. Meet with Sam. Talk to him. He can help you develop a plan. And just for meeting with him, he's going to take his wallet, his checkbook, and write a $250 check to any ministry, charity, or church of your choice. Just for meeting with him and talking with him, not signing anything. If you end up buying or selling a house through Sam, he takes 25% of that commission that he receives, the gross commission, and gives that to whatever church, charity, or ministry you want. Plus, if you're selling your house, he'll forward up to $25,000 for you to paint it, get the landscaping put together, maybe new carpet, so that it's more sellable. He just takes it out at the close of escrow. He does this to keep the business flowing, to do it right before the Lord, and to make sure he's giving the best service he can give. ThinkSam.com. That's his website. ThinkSam.com, 858-722-7515. You can also reach Sam by email. You can email Sam at any time. If you email him, by the way, he promises to send you a box of popcorn. Sam at ThinkSam.com. You got to tell him what kind of popcorn you want. Oh, for those that don't know, he was born a Muslim and then became a Bible-believing, born-again Christian. Fascinating testimony that he loves to share with people. Very cool stuff indeed. I do want to mention that tomorrow, and I think today is August 27th, last time I checked. I mean, it changes on a regular basis. Every 24 hours or something, the date changes. I wish somebody had come up with a system on that. But anyway, August 28th, the War Room is coming out. So what people are doing right now, strategically praying all over this city and all over the country. So kind of like uniting people through prayer. There's a thought. Praying for the impact that the movie's going to have on the different people that see it
and hoping to cultivate strategies in churches and amongst people to learn to pray effectively. We talked yesterday about sniper prayer and shotgun prayer and the difference in really concentrating, focusing, and getting like a laser beam in your prayers. That's part of the strategy that's involved for War Room. What we're asking you to do is pray for the people who are going to see this movie War Room tomorrow. There's a reason they call it War Room. It's spiritual warfare, folks. You got to know that's real, or you just don't believe Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Oh, Dave, that was then. Oh, that's how good Satan is for some people. He's so good, most people are like, well, I don't have to worry about that. Wow, just throw out about 30% of the entire New Testament and you'd be right. So we're asking people to pray for people that see this movie so that there can be an impact strategically from a prayer point of view. Very cool stuff. Want more information? You can always go to kprz.com and get that information, or just type in War Room. I think you'll find it'll pop right up for the information. Okay, this DDD has got a very simple title. It reminds me of a very old, old man of God who used to preach, oh, classically years and years ago, 30 plus years ago. The title of this DDD is called Say It Right. Say It Right. So years and years ago, in the 70s, I used to belong to this very small church, about a 60-member church. And it was set on a residential street. And the pastor had a lot of different contacts throughout the country, people in the South and people in the West and the East and North. And this was located, by the way, in Arizona. And the way the church set, every time you open the church doors on a Sunday, the sun would be like beaming through. So it was really hard to see. And you know how it takes that like 20 seconds for you to adjust your eyes? Well, this old gentleman named O.L. Spears, that was his name. For any of you that know who O.L. Spears is, God bless you. Right in the middle of a church service one time, in the middle of the sermon, the two doors for the church fling open, and in comes this shadowy figure because you can't really see him as your eyes are adjusting. And the guy comes in, he must have been 80 then, and he goes, glory, glory. And he walked right from the beginning of the church right up to the platform. He's an older guy, you have to understand how that was working. And he would go, think it right, say it right, do it right, and it'll be all right. That was his great saying. Think it right, say it right, do it right, and it'll be all right. So this is somewhat in honor of O.L. Spears, 1 Kings chapter 5, verse 7. 1 Kings chapter 5, verse 7 says this, when Hiram heard Solomon's words, he greatly rejoiced and said, may the Lord be praised today. He has given David a wise son to be over his great people. Again, when Hiram heard Solomon's words, listen to that. When Hiram heard Solomon's words, he greatly rejoiced and said, may the Lord be praised today. He has given David a wise son to be over his great people. So Solomon had sent word to Hiram about working together because Solomon was going to build the temple for the Lord. And he humbly requested from Hiram his help. And Hiram gets the letter, and the person that works for Hiram, most likely, that's how it was for kings, read the letter, and Hiram heard Solomon's words. And here's what I want you to catch. It's so cool. He heard Solomon's words, right, written through the letter that was sent to him. And then he said, may the Lord be praised today. Hearing Solomon's humble request and the spirit with which Solomon approached Hiram, Hiram praised God. Here's what I want to tell you. Our words, can encourage other people to give praise to God. That's the key right there. If you're going to note, that would be it. Our words can encourage other people to give praise to God. Proverbs 18:21 says, the tongue has the power of life and death. With our words, you can speak life into people and you can speak death. You can speak to a situation which brings it up, or you can speak to a situation and brings it down, because who hasn't been in some room where somebody's come in and everybody's kind of down and out, and the person comes in with a word of cheer and lifts everybody up? Consequently, Who hasn't seen Debbie Downer on Saturday Night Live, where they're all getting together and they're talking about a wedding and a future, and then Debbie Downer, what does she do? You know, all the germs from this thing will kill all the people and the planet will be destroyed. And so there's this death speech that comes out of Debbie Downer. And some of the Christians that I know walk around and they're like Debbie Downer. They're like, Nurm. But we're supposed to speak words that give life and lift up. And here, Hiram, here it's Solomon's words. And his words are such an encouragement to Hiram that he praises God. He goes, may the Lord be praised today. Our challenge is that our words speak in such a way that people will praise the name of the Lord. May we speak life. May we speak encouragement. May we be uplifting. Let's do the opposite of what the children of Israel did in complaining. And let's be praising. Let's be giving God honor and glory with our lips. Let's speak life. Let's speak encouragement. May the people around us want to praise God because of what's being said. Simply because we're speaking things that are not just in agreement, but in an honor to the Lord. Let your words speak life. Do you know how many parents don't speak life? Too many. You know how much media doesn't speak life? All of it. Speak life. And if you have to get yourself removed from a situation where there's no life being spoken, remove yourself. And get into a place where life is spoken, where there's praising of God for the words that come forth. How powerful is that? Say it right. Say it right. Speak life. For the tongue has the power of life and death. Be an instrument that brings praise to God by what you say. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high. Ain't no valley low. Ain't no river wide enough, baby.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ. Portions of the preceding programming have been sponsored by Sony TriStar.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, I will never believe your God and change my religion. But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Jesus can transform our routine into meaningful service for Him.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by David McCaslin. A rolling ball clock in the British Museum struck David as a vivid illustration of the deadening effects of routine. A small steel ball traveled in grooves across a tilted steel plate until it tripped a lever on the other side. This tilted the plate back in the opposite direction, reversed the direction of the ball, and advanced the clock hands. Every year, the steel ball traveled some 2,500 miles back and forth, but never really went anywhere. It's easy for us to feel trapped by our daily routine when we can't see a larger purpose. The Apostle Paul longed to be effective in making the gospel of Christ known. In 1 Corinthians 9:26, he said, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. Anything can become monotonous, traveling, preaching, teaching, and especially being confined in a prison. Yet Paul believed he could serve Christ his Lord in every situation. Routine becomes lethal when we can't see a purpose in it.
Paul's vision reached beyond any limiting circumstance because he was in the race of faith to keep going until he crossed the finish line. By including Jesus in every aspect of his life, Paul found meaning even in the routine of life, and so can we. Spend time in God's Word every day of the week with the Our Daily Bread mobile app and ebook. Go to getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Many African-American men in the inner city have had poor or no role models for what it means to be a true man. Today on Focus on the Family Minute, Robert Bigsby shares about his own childhood longing for such a model.
So I was always searching for what a man was. I never had a man to come along and say, well, come on over here, come with us and play ball. Let's do this. But the drug dealers would take me in. They would accept me. They would tell me certain things. And I started just hanging out with them. It wasn't because I wanted to become one or be like them. I just wanted a man around. You know, I wanted somebody other than grandmama and mama to be around and hang out with.
Every boy desires a good male role model. And you can learn more about the challenges of the inner city and hope in Christ in a program featuring Robert Bigsby and a panel of others today at FocusOnTheFamily.com/radio.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Quick check on the weather. It's pretty nice. It's a little warm, though, a little toasty, so try not to do too much outside without hydrating, which is a really fancy way for saying drink lots of liquid. The traffic looks pretty good right now. I'm very encouraged. In an hour, I probably won't say the same thing, and I probably won't be encouraged. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing, our good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway. Now, here's the deal about Excalibur Roofing. Whatever is going on, they will work with you and help you in your roof situation. They want to offer the best possible solution for whatever the roof situation is. Doesn't matter whether you're talking about commercial buildings or residential buildings, HOAs, apartment complexes, new roof construction, old roof replacements, repairs, none of that matters. Because Excalibur Roofing works on all of it with the best of their ability, as unto the Lord, the best they can. ExcaliburRoofing.com is their website. 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. You give them a call. They do free estimates. The other element here is that they treat this like it's their ministry because it is their ministry. So if you got a roof situation going on and you're not sure what's going on, give them a call. It doesn't cost you anything to talk to them at all. And you'll enjoy the fellowship. You'll enjoy the interaction. And if anything's going on and you're working with them and it doesn't get done right, and you let them know, they do everything possible to make it right because their heart is in that place. You have to love doing business with people like that. Also, this is one of the final calls for Dream Come True. So if you've heard about this and haven't done something, it's kind of on you. It's not going to be on anybody else, okay? On the Dreams Come True part of this, you get to go to KPRZ, and you get to fill out a form. And what it is it's your opportunity as a listener to give input to see how we're doing. Now, you might fill out the form and say, you know, we want more music. It's a talk station. Probably want to go a different direction with that. But the bottom line is, if you fill that form out, everybody who fills that form out in the entire country, somebody's going to get a name pulled and somebody's going to win $5,000. Now, the worst case scenario is you're giving input to the local radio station that hosts and participates in events throughout the community. Plus, it gives you that opportunity to listen to fantastic teachers, all better than I am. None of them is not obnoxious as me, but all better than I am. But it also gives you a shot at winning five Jesus. And what is wrong with that? I go out on the limb and say nothing. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a terrific thing. Hokey dokey. So we're going to get into the Donald Trump situation in about 30 seconds. But first, I'm going to tell you this. My wife and I found out that we're moving the other day. Well, we know it's been coming for a while. But guess what we don't have? Ready for this, RoboPaul? A place to move. So we're trying to go somewhere. So we're in the North County Coastal here now by Oceanside Carlsbad. We're trying to get towards the station, which is a lot closer than like Carmel Valley area and the Mira Mesa area. If anybody knows of a place that's opening up October 1st, send me an email. Because we need to get something rolling soon. Because I'd really prefer not to live in the parking lot here, but I will. David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Get in touch with us. We'd be glad to look anything over at this point. Don't forget, we have a massively cute dog, but he is 75 pounds. Keep that in mind, too. Actually, he lost a little weight. He's 74 and three quarters. So good for him and his little doggy diet. Let's talk about the big presser that took place with Donald Trump. And the push for Donald Trump to name his favorite Bible verse. Presidential candidate Donald Trump declined to name his favorite Bible verse in an interview on Wednesday, just the other day, from Bloomberg managing editor Mark Halpern. He said, you've been talking about how your favorite book's the Bible. I was wondering what one or two of your most favorite Bible verses are. Donald said, I don't want to get into that. Pressed again, favorite Bible verse or two. He said, no, I'm not going to do that. Reporter said, Old Testament or New Testament guy. He said, probably equal. I think it's incredible. The whole Bible's incredible, Trump said. Folks, I have done, to some degree, an okay job at being pretty straightforward on some of the politics. I can't stand politics for more than about 5 minutes. I will say the whole Donald Trump element is exceedingly much more entertaining, and I'm going to say this right off the bat, and nobody can like it. That's okay. But I love Donald Trump's no political correct attitude. I love that he's totally PI, politically incorrect. How do you not enjoy that? How do you not enjoy it when that reporter from Univision is going, I speak now, and it's like, shut up, it's not your turn, sit down. I think that was great theater. How did you not think that? And I do think it's kind of weird that the reporters are trying to catch him as though we don't know that there's some high level of entertainment going on through Donald Trump. How do you not know that? I mean, we've watched him for years. There's nothing new about that. And then this part bothers me, and then I'll get into the heart of the matter. And then the supporters of Donald Trump are now saying that everybody that challenges Donald Trump is an anti-American, anti-conservative person, which kind of sounds like the same rhetoric that I keep hearing when people challenge Obama or when people challenge Hillary. All of a sudden they're anti, you know, they're anti-black community or they're anti-women because they're challenging. And now you challenge Donald Trump and it's like you're anti-conservative, anti-money making. And it's like that whole story is getting old for everybody everywhere. Everybody's kind of tired of that. If you don't like Donald, you don't like him. If you like him, like him. Great. If you're a reporter and you're trying to catch him, then you're not doing your job as a reporter. You're just an activist, and you should get out of reporting and get your own radio show like I have. And if you're a person that doesn't like PC like me, you kind of love some of the stuff that's going on. But from the legitimate point of view, a true Bible guy would be able to answer the question, what's your favorite verse? That's not what bothers me, because I would have started at Matthew 1:1, tried to finish at Revelation 22:21, and tried to throw in a whole bunch of verses in between in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, Peter 2, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Jude, and Revelation. I'd come up with something. Even if it was at a minimum, John 10:35, Jesus wept, I probably could have come up with two words and said it's a good verse. That doesn't bother me. This is the statement that bothers me, and this is the one that should bother any evangelical. Another reporter asked him, are you an Old Testament guy or a New Testament guy? Probably equal. What? What do you mean probably equal? Well, I like the old as much as I like the new. What? There's an old covenant and a new covenant, and I don't like them equal. I like the new covenant. Why? Because it's based on what Jesus did. I like that better. I like that better. That's like butter. I like that better. How do you not like it that God sent his own son to die for our sins? And how is that not better? The new covenant is a better covenant based on better promises because it relies on God's activity and not ours. Oh, if you don't think it says that, maybe you should read the book of Hebrews, where it says that the new covenant established by Christ is based on better promises with a better hope. That's what it says. You want to just rip it apart and go, I'm sorry, I don't like the Bible anymore. So I don't know if the verse part bothers me or not. It bothers me a little. It bothers me much more that he doesn't make a distinction between Old and New Testament. If he's claiming that that book is his book, that Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22:21 is his book, then by golly, you better pick a covenant, pal, because you can't operate in both. It doesn't work that way. And if you are a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, saved by the redeeming work of Jesus Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit, and praying to the Father in the name of the Son with the help of the Holy Spirit, you had best appreciate the new covenant. It is established in the blood of Jesus Christ. And there's no sacrifice greater than that one. And that's an evangelical, biblical take on that whole engagement. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
When the proper time comes, making the transition to a smaller home or a senior community can be extremely challenging. Where does someone start when dealing with estate sales, relocation, personal inventories, and right-sizing? Allow me to put you in touch with Don Lasico, the owner of Caring Transitions of Carlsbad. Because each person is different and each situation unique, Caring Transitions of Carlsbad doesn't use a one-size-fits-all approach. Each client is given a customized strategy that enables the client to utilize the right services for the best value at the best price. A person's life isn't designed by a cookie cutter. Their transition plan shouldn't be either. Call Don Lasico at 760-509-9189. 760-509-9189. You can also go online to caringtransitionscarlsbad.com. Caring Transitions of Carlsbad, a total solution to minimize stress and maximize results.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze of E. coli Termite and Pest Control, but you can call me the Termite Lady. E. coli has established a reputation for the amount of care we put into the treatment of our customers' homes. With custom solutions suited to your individual needs, calling E. coli shows you took the extra step to protect your home and loved ones. Call 800-332-BUGS. Find out why E. coli has been voted Southern California's number one termite and pest control company by a major LA newspaper 2 years in a row. Call today at 800-332-BUGS. At E. coli, we are the leaders and best in alternative and traditional pest control, offering mother-approved simple solutions like Electrogun and patented E. coli heat. Perfect for families, perfect for pets. Call E. coli Termite Pest Control today, 800-332-BUGS, or online at termitelady.com. E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly.
Three Americans are being hailed as heroes for thwarting the plans of a gun-toting terrorist on a Paris train. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. The gunman with terrorist ties was carrying an AK-47 and intended to kill those on board the train. The Americans, U.S. Airman Spencer Stone, National Guardsman Alex Garlatos, and their friend Anthony Sadler, recounted how they overpowered the gunman, a suspected Islamic militant, as the train sped through Belgium last Friday. Stone said he seemed like he was ready to fight to the end, adding, "So were we." Stone said he awakened from a deep sleep before springing into action and subduing the attacker. He said one of his friends just hit me on the shoulder and said, "Let's go," before moving in to tackle the gunman. The gunman was holding an assault rifle that appeared to have jammed. Stone said he and his friends wrestled the gunman to the ground and choked him until he lost consciousness. Stone said he was still trying to comprehend what happened. The three Americans have been friends since childhood. Stone said he trusted his friends completely to help him take down the gunman. He told the media assembled at the American Embassy in Paris, "If it wasn't for them, I would be dead." Stone, who was wearing a sling on his left arm, was wounded in the attack and said he will receive further medical treatment in Germany. He said he was stabbed in the neck and sliced on his hand as the attacker kept pulling out weapons from a bag. The airman said his thumb was reattached during his hospital stay, and he thanked the French doctors, police officers, and others. U.S. Ambassador Jane Hartley praised the three Americans, calling them heroes. French authorities said the alleged gunman had lived in the southern part of Spain, frequenting a mosque which is under surveillance there. He was transferred Saturday morning to anti-terror police headquarters outside Paris, where he could be held for up to 96 hours before being formally charged with a crime. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, in the next hour, we have got a special treat. A lot of people have not had the chance to hear Bob Christopher. He's going to be calling in. He is a Salem regular, and it's going to be really cool. He just has a release on a new book. We'll be talking about that later on. I do want to let you know this segment brought to you by Current Solar Contracting and our good friends Tom and Brittany and Joseph and Maria and Baby and the entire clan over there at Current Solar Contracting. Here's the deal. You've heard me say before, zero money out of pocket. I've had somebody say, what does that mean? Saving monthly money on your electric bill every month. What does that mean? This is what that means. You don't come out of pocket any money, and instead of paying $250 or $300 a month, you pay $50 a month. That's what this means. Current Solar Contracting is offering you the opportunity for free to evaluate whether putting solar in your home is worth it. Maybe it's not worth it. Maybe it doesn't do you any value. And if it doesn't, they'll let you know. And if it does, they'll let you know. 619-272-0303. 619-272-0303. CurrentSD.com. CurrentSD. SD for San Diego. CurrentSD.com. Current Solar Contracting. That's what you want to put in your search engine. Up will pop the site. You just click on it. Bam, you're there. Give them a call. It doesn't cost you a penny. 619-272-0303. It is now time for the famous, and it's so famous it's even infamous, segment called What's Bugging Me? Brought to you by E. coli, termite and pest control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. I got to tell you something that happened to me yesterday. Oh, boy. I try to confess on myself because I feel it's better to be honest and just kind of lay it out there and then people can know, okay, well, he's a little bit off. So yesterday I go to the gym. I've been really hitting the gym hard in the last month and a half for two very big reasons. One, I cannot afford an hour session with a psychologist, even though I watch a lot of Bob Newhart. And then two, it seems to help me with my moments of outbursting that I'm able to pull it back some. So if you think I'm kind of tough on the radio, you should see me when I'm not working out. But anyway, here's what happened. So I go to the gym, and at our gym, there's no 30-minute limit. You know how you'll go to a gym, it'll be 30 minutes. You can do 30 minutes on this cardio, 30 minutes on this cardio. So at the gym that we're at right now, they don't have that sign. And so when you get there, most of the people that we kind of know each other, if I get there and, you know, I get to the treadmill, I get to use the treadmill as long as I want. The other person will go to the elliptic glider. It's that kind of thing. So I used the treadmill, and the truth of the matter is I did a long run. It wasn't a fast run. It was pretty slow, and I was kind of sweaty, okay? So I got off the treadmill, and I went and I got the special little wipes that they have in the gym, and I wiped down the treadmill ad nauseum, right, just to make sure that it was appropriate for the next person. Then, as bizarre as this is, I took the rest of the wipes and then just kind of wiped some of the excessive sweat off of myself and then threw it out. Well, a guy came into the gym. He came in about 5 minutes before I was done. He looked at me on the treadmill saying I was sweating so much. He didn't notice that I took the wipes and cleaned it up. And then when I came down from wiping it off and got down, he went and got additional wipes and looked at me like I was a horrible person for not wiping down the treadmill, which wasn't the case. And I realized how I couldn't communicate that with him because I was engaged in another exercise and he was already running. And so what bugged me is that my actions were misunderstood or misinterpreted. And that's the thing that's bugging me, when your actions are misinterpreted and you can do nothing about it except for look up to God and go, I'm so thankful, you know. But that's what's bugging me. Actions misinterpreted and misunderstood. That's what's bugging me. Brought to you by E. coli Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control. As gentle as a butterfly. All right, we don't have a bazillion hours, but I do want to get to this next DDD. It's got one of the most unique titles ever for a DDD. A devotional diamond of the day. This devotional diamond of the day is called Welcome to Sinzyland. Welcome to Sinzyland. See, that's supposed to be a little bit of a playoff of Disneyland, but with sin. So it's Sinzyland. All right, 2 Samuel 22, 24. 2 Samuel, I know, you got to do a lot to stretch for some of this stuff. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 24. What's Sinzyland? What do you want from me? It's close to Disneyland, Sinzyland. 2 Samuel 22, 24 says this, I was blameless before him and kept myself from sinning. This is David in that long psalm where he was talking to the Lord before his death, to, from a chronological point of view, and he wrote this fantastic psalm. And in this psalm, he makes all these different comments and all these different statements about pursuing righteousness. In verse 24 of chapter 22, he said, I was blameless before him, and I kept myself from sinning. And there's a lot of Christians who will hear that and go, well, see, there's a problem right there. What do you mean he kept himself from sinning? Nobody could really do that. Let me read to you this small portion in the New Testament called Romans chapter 6. Can I do that real quickly? Romans chapter 6, verse 12 through 13. Here's what it says. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its desires. And do not offer any parts of it to sin as weapons for unrighteousness. But as those who are alive from the dead, offer yourselves to God and all the parts of yourselves to God as weapons for righteousness. In Romans chapter 6, verse 12 and 13, it says, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body as though you have a choice. Bingo! You have a choice. We can, each one of us, offer ourselves as weapons for righteousness or weapons for unrighteousness. The word weapons, by the way, also the word instruments. The New King James gives the alternate reading. And it says, don't let sin reign in your body so that you obey its desires. When you let sin in and you keep it unchecked, it reigns. It takes over. It's a trespasser that takes territory in your life and in your mind. And the scripture says, don't offer the parts of your body as a weapon of unrighteousness. Don't offer yourself in any capacity. You are alive from being dead through your connection to Jesus Christ. Therefore, offer yourselves to God as a weapon for righteousness. You have that opportunity to make that choice. Here, David, in his closing psalm, said, I kept myself from sin. I made that decision not to let sin reign, to rule over me in the beginning. In Genesis, God is talking to Cain and tells him sin is standing at the door. Do not yield to it. That's what God tells Cain. Sin stands at our door all the time. A lot of people think sin is just a concept. I totally disagree. I believe sin is a living entity that thrives in the framework of evil, somehow connected to the rebellion against God through Satan. I just don't have all those facts. But I do know this, that I don't have to allow sin to prevail against me, specifically more so now in the new covenant, because I am dead and now made alive by Jesus Christ, I don't have to offer the parts of my body as a weapon for unrighteousness. I can offer myself as a weapon for righteousness to advance the kingdom of God. And through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ, I have that choice. It's making a choice to sin or not to sin, to be a sin head or not to be a sin head. You have to make a choice. You have to choose who you're going to offer your body as a weapon for. Are you going to offer yourself as a weapon for unrighteousness or for righteousness? Here's the most amazing part. You get to choose. You would think, well, that's a simple choice. I don't want to offer myself as a weapon of unrighteousness. No, but we often do, and the reason is because sin is pleasurable for a season, and it seems great, and it seems terrific, and it starts off all fine and dandy, and then it just goes downhill from there, and that's that temptation. If you every time you sin, somebody gave you a 10,000 shock volt, and your whole brain went every time you sinned, trust me, every single time you sin that habit, you wouldn't sin as much. But sin is enticing, and it pulls you in. It knocks at the door. And the key component is not to let sin in. Not to let sin rule. Not to let sin reign. You don't have to welcome sin. And you don't have to visit Cincy Land. You can avoid that by offering yourself as a weapon of righteousness for the kingdom of God and for the sake of his glory and for the name of it, and for his honor of his name. But you do have the power to choose because in Christ you died. And now you're risen from the dead. So as the new man, you get to make a choice. Get it? Get it? Feel it? Know it? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California, taking a short break. Then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
From Sport.org Radio, I'm Steve Lloyd-Jones. Does a fear of failure hold you back in life? Baseball players know they'll fail repeatedly, but their focus is on positioning themselves for success. San Francisco Giants minor league hitting coach Billy Horton explains.
You know, we look at it as instead of being mechanical with our hitters, we talk to them about the feel of the game, about, you know, what we can do to help them with their success. Try to stay away from, you know, talking about how they're going to get out 7 out of 10 times and talk to them about what we can do with their swing. You know, instead of rolling out to shortstop a lot as a right-handed hitter, talk about hitting a line drive to second base. You know, talk to them about, you know, having a plan, having a purpose at home plate. So if they have the plan going up there and they put their body in position to hit the pitch, we're going to believe that they're going to have success.
God's plan for success is for everyone to believe in his son Jesus as their personal savior. With our identity in him, we are in position to receive God's forgiveness and mercy. Though we may fail at times, Jesus assures us of ultimate victory. Here's former British Open champion Bill Rogers.
When you start talking about fear of failure, there's more at stake here than just failure. It really becomes an issue of identity, I believe, and where we do derive our identity from. And the Lord thought more of us that he might send his only son, where we might choose to find our identity and rest in that, and knowing that that is sufficient, and that Jesus is our rest and our where we might find our dwelling place, as opposed to what, you know, others might think of us, and in fact how performance might stack us up in the world's eyes anyway.
From Sport.org Radio, I'm Steve Lloyd-Jones.
So you lost 35% of your life savings in the last bear? Come learn how to never have that happen again. I'm David Mitchell, founder of New Venture on Wall Street. Come join me and my team and let us teach you how to cut out the middleman and manage your own money, because nobody cares more about your future than you. At our New Venture on Wall Street two-day training session, you'll learn something new. That's whether you're a beginner or an advanced trader, we guarantee it. Also, learn powerful biblical principles on finances and wealth creation during our show, The Word on Investing, weekdays at 4 on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Attend our live event, Coming to the Embassy Suites Temecula, this Friday and Saturday. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-8723. Or go to NVOWS.com. That's NVOWS.com.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Weather outside's a little bit warm. Try not to be, you know, moving too much outside. Traffic, not bad at all thus far. It's got a few moments in it where it's kind of creepy, been creeping. Not creepy, although it is kind of creepy. But just hang in there. Don't get too discouraged. If you find yourself stuck and you're listening to this show and it is not really blessing you, shut the radio off and spend some time in prayer. There's nothing better that you can do in all the world than do that. Spend time with God. Yes, we support that. Okay, I do want to let you know this segment is brought to you by our good friend Steve Wheeler and the ministry Whitefields Ministries. Whitefields Ministries is just doing something very simple, not complex. They're just letting people know that they've got a filter that they've helped create that runs about $60. And that $60, with that $60, Whitefields can take that filter. My wife and I really believe in this project. We're personally connected to it. We don't get anything from it. Don't get any kind of weird thing going on there. But those filters go to people in Uganda and in different villages like that that have no clean drinking water, that they get their actual drinking water from a cesspool. And if you saw the video, there's these kids and they take the little plastic containers and they go to a cesspool and they push the water in and they try and keep the weeds and the mud out. It's super disgusting. So for $60, you can provide a filter, and these families can drink regular drinking water, the like 99.9999% purified water, just from these filters that they're able to create. Even the government in Uganda said these are terrific, but they're not going to spend the money to provide them for people in these villages. That's what Whitefields Ministries is all about. They provide that while bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ to these very people. Very, very cool. Very, very, very important stuff. Just to be able to recognize that sometimes when you take a little bit of money and a little bit away from yourself, but give it, that it can have an impact on people that is direct and important and specific. I'd like you to go to whitefields.org and just pray about it. I mean, Steve and I have talked at length. They don't want people giving out of guilt. That's not what they're about. They want people praying for the ministry. Sure, everybody wants that. But if you want to become a partner with them, let it be something the Lord leads you in. Let it be something genuine. Whitefields.org, that's the place to go to get the information regarding Whitefields Ministries. And let me say this while we're there at that topic. So it's important, I think, that Christian radio serves an important element in the community, in San Diego, and in every community that there is Christian radio. It's important to understand the effectiveness that Christian radio can have. There is worship stations, there is music stations, and those are exceedingly important. I cannot stress the level of importance, I believe. And then for some people, there is talk stations. Now, we also have a conservative station that does political talk. I think it's great that they can do that. I can't do it. But then I like the spiritual talk, the teaching talk, and this element. And what we do is we introduce different ministries and different projects. And we talked about churches against trafficking last week. And, you know, we had Dr. Jamie Gates on. And we're going to have him on again in about 2 weeks. And we bring in these different causes and give you the opportunity to review. And we've got some other causes in September that we're going to be promoting because we think it's important for the Christian community to be connected to it. But I don't want anybody guilting. If you responded to every single thing we requested, you would have to be a multimillionaire in order to give at every level that everything that we come across, because there are thousands of opportunities. Here's all I would ask. Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the sons of God, they are the sons of God. So it's important to understand that you be led in this process, not guilted. And I don't care if you're like, ah, I don't like Dave, he's got too much levity. If I'm talking about a ministry element and it has a connection to you, by golly, you have an obligation between you and the Lord to respond. But if it doesn't, you don't. You can't do every single thing, every single ministry, every time. It's just not functional. It's really just not possible. But what I would say to you is this. If the Holy Spirit moves upon you and touches you when you're hearing a segment, a teaching, an interview, a ministry, an introduction, don't turn a deaf ear. You will not be able to say, I didn't know. I encourage you to respond to that which the Lord sets before you. You don't have to answer to this station, to me, to any of us here. You do have to answer to the Lord. There is no escaping that you have to give an account before the Lord. Do your best to follow him. Make him the priority. Make him the goal. Make him the passion. That's what we all should be doing on a regular basis. If we did that, we'd just be so much further. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Stand by after Marty, SRN News.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.